out because we've been watched real carefully and checked it out ourselves because we're eager for that day too. That Christ, 2,000 years ago, that brother right there, who scorched his image onto the shroud he was buried in by a radiation flash at the moment that he stood up again, for real. I've seen that shroud with my own eyes, and so has Christina here. There's blood stains on it. If you look carefully at the image, you'll see the scourge marks. They whipped him good. He was tortured, and it hurt. And then they drove nails through his hands and nailed him to a cross. And he stood up 3 days later. And he said that the world was going to come to an end. And so I believe him because he stood up again himself. And he said on that day he would return for real in the flesh. And that it would happen with stars falling from the sky. That's the way he, in the poetic imagery, in the prophecy of that time, said it would occur. That the heavens would be shaken and the stars would fall from the sky. And lo and behold, 2,000 years down the line, men have unleashed the destructive forces of nature to put to the use of making their weapons, which they've been doing all along, their machine guns, their tanks, and their bombs, and their